Hi, we're in Kinney's Pub on a Wednesday evening, 28th of July. What we're doing is preparing for the Carnival, which is an annual event in Ballygar that's been held for years and years. I'm here with Conor Moran, so I'm just going to have a quick chat to Conor to talk about a few things. Conor, how long has the Carnival been going in Ballygar?
Well, it started in 1945, and this will be its 77th year. So it was actually started as a means to fund an extension to the church at the time. The local parish priest was trying to come up with some ideas to start the event off. And he thought of the idea of having a carnival. Now, the carnival back then was a lot different to what it is today. They would have had small music events, and they... were very successful with it. The committee they put forward had a great time with it, and they found they could keep doing it annually, so that's where we are.
That's great. And a lot of the people from the local community benefited from it as well, and up through the years. What sort of activities was involved in the carnival?
Sorry, I missed that.
So there was a lot of activities involved in the carnival. So, like, there was amusements, and there was... dancing at the marquee, and there was lots of different activities like that. What ones can you remember from your childhood?
Well, certainly the amusements will always stick out in my mind. That would have been a big part of it. The music then was one of the primary focuses of the carnival always, and then it would always be accompanied by other smaller events across the weekend. So we'd have a children's fancy dress, dog shows,
The marching bands. Yeah, the marching bands were very important. I suppose they were part of a very famous man that was from Ballygar, and his name is Patrick Sarsfield Gilmore. He was very famous in America, and he also wrote the tune Johnny Comes Marching Home Again, which was very famous in America. So can you tell me a little bit about the marching bands, please, Conor?
Exactly that. It was through Patrick Sarsfield Gilmore that Ballygar had set up its own marching band. It was the Patrick Sarsfield Gilmore Marching Band, and that was comprised of local school children. And of course, while having the band, they made an effort to hold a competition, and they'd be inviting other marching bands from all across Ireland here to one of the yearly events that they would take place for the national competition. So they would come here for the carnival, and it would be judged, and then they'd also take part in our parades. And they're obviously a big show at the time for a parade to have several marching bands going through the town. I've often seen parades now, we might get one marching band, but to have 10 or 20 marching bands, it was quite a spectacle at the time.
Yeah, I can imagine. So I can also remember it myself. I'm from Ballygar here myself, and I remember very clearly myself. It was a huge spectacle, and it was very, it was a phenomenal thing to experience, because it was very, very professional. And also, like, bands came from all over the country. They came from Armagh, they came from Roscommon, they came from Dublin, they came from numerous places. Can you also tell us a little bit about the dog shows and the nature walks and things like that that's happening this year, and the COVID-free carnival that's happening this year, or the carnival that's happening this year that's managed with the COVID restrictions, please?
Of course. So this year, well, after last year, obviously in 2020, things were not good for us, and we managed to put our whole events online. But this year we're coming back, and we're able to hold some in-person events. But obviously that does include the social distancing and other guidelines that the government has outlined. But that does allow us to do a lot of our old staples again. So we will have our children's fancy dress on Sunday. We'll have our... there's a dog agility demo this year, but in 2019 we did have a proper dog show, full scale dog show, and that was very successful. That was the first year we had run it in quite a number of years, and the interest was fantastic for it, and it worked really well for the committee. So we had hoped to continue that in 2020 until things change, but certainly it's an event we plan to hold again, hopefully next year. But certainly the the dog agility course. We've had sheep dog trials, things like that over the years that have been always a good draw with people. So yeah, that's what will be going
that's
on.
Very good, Conor. That's very good. Thanks very much for that, and fair play to all the efforts from the Carnival Committee. It hasn't been easy to do all these different things and to get things being proactive and organising. It's been excellent, because I suppose we need to get the country back moving again. We have the restrictions in place, but we need to get the country back moving again. And you know, I have to acknowledge that you know, the Carnival have moved in that direction. I'll be talking to Marie later on in the talk about being a publican and starting things and starting to come back again. So is there much more stuff that's happening this year in the Carnival that you can think of?
We of course are carrying on with our numerous walks and talks. We do nature walks around the area, and we do orienteering is another thing that's been quite popular here. We have a few displays, and also of course music acts. So we have four music acts here on Saturday and Sunday night. So they're Stevie B, The Big Ideas, the Knockcrockery Ukulele Collective, and the Kings of Connacht. So they'll all be here with us. Again, those are outdoor events in compliance with COVID and all that, but it's fantastic that we're able to have these on, and again, as you said, bring back a little bit of normality and continue the tradition of the Carnival, because our main aim has been, even during lockdown, was to not break the tradition of a festival that's been going 76, now 77 years, and that was why we really wanted to maintain that tradition and not break the chain, so to speak.
Okay, and you mentioned one of the local acts there, Stevie B. Can you tell me a little bit about him? We'll be talking to Stevie now in a few minutes, but can you tell me a bit, because he's a local guy that's put in a lot of effort.
A local legend indeed is Stevie B. He's an architect here in town, but he's also known for doing a good music performance and among other things, he's been involved in plenty of bookings and gigs around the place, but also he's done some more obscure things like the lip sync battles and stuff like that. But I know it shows he's a fantastic entertainer. He's well able to draw buzz from a crowd, and he knows a fair few tunes, and he certainly helped us out last year in the depths of COVID. He recorded songs for us that we were able to put on our YouTube channel, and this year we're delighted to have him back on the trailer.
Okay, that's great. I'll be talking to Stephen later about the YouTube channel and how they managed the online Carnival last year. The other thing is the historian that's involved there, Paul Connolly. Can you tell me a little bit about Paul?
Paul Connolly has a wealth of knowledge about the local area, and he actually did a very good talk last year for us about just the town of Ballygar. If anyone wants to see it, it's on our YouTube channel there. A talk by Paul Connolly on that, but just a wealth of knowledge of the area and really good understanding of course, carnivals gone by, but also just the general history of the town, and looking back from as far back as you can imagine to the very, very origins of Ballygar, and being able to bring it right up to the present day and all the changes that have happened. It's a talk that's well worth looking at.
Okay, thanks very much, Conor, for that.